One of the biggest problems is that so many people don't recognize that HIV is an ongoing pervasive problem. Half the people in the world who have it still to this day are very significant. A million people last year still died of AIDS.
And where is your particular focus as the Goodwill Ambassador, the International Goodwill Ambassador for UNAIDS?
To the degree we're able to convince people that, in fact, there's an acute element to it, and that, in fact, yes, you can live with it, but that there is a plan to end AIDS, and that not only is it real, but you could be part of the solution, then I think it changes everybody behaviorally. And I think that whereas in the past they said there were 6 degrees of separation, today they say there are 3. And you can engage everybody everywhere and empower them with the knowledge and the information and the tools to transform their individual circumstances and their collective well-being. It's already a very manageable condition for most of the people, or many of the people with it, but it now, I believe it can be all. But also, ultimately, we recognize that we're going to need to find a cure.
I was going to say, where are we? You are the chairman of AMFA, which is the Foundation for AIDS Research, looking for a cure for HIV. What's the latest?
So we do believe that there is a blueprint, there is a path for a cure by 2020, a functional cure, which will make a very significant difference in the global AIDS response. And there's many that feel that if we don't and we're unsuccessful with finding that functional cures and arguably also a vaccine within a reasonable period of time, the same 3 to 5 years, we stand the chance of losing control of the virus.
You mean, when you say losing control, you mean spreading to the general population from the minorities that it affects at the moment?
Right now, we've had very significant progress. And this year, for the first time, the UN has messaged that more people were put on treatment than in fact are living with than are living with the virus, which is a very big shift. However, what's coming now, you have a growth in people who are resistant to the existing drugs. You have and the cost of the new ones, the alternative drugs are not available and very expensive. And then you have this bulging youth population, which is imminent, and the at-risk population is going to grow significantly. Statistics say that they're going to double, which will raise, regardless of all the protocols in place, will raise the amount of people needing to be treated significantly, and we don't have the ability currently today to do that. So unless we find a cure or a vaccine within 3 to 5 years, there's a likely chance that the numbers will spike, going back to historical rates of infection, and we won't have the resources. We won't have the will or the resources to bear what will be necessary.
And last question to you. You're the head of a huge fashion empire, and I must say you have smarter shoes than me on today, although I did actually shine mine. But, you know, how can businesses get more involved in achieving the end of AIDS? You know, that's why you're here after all, isn't it? You wouldn't have accepted this role as the UNAIDS International Goodwill Ambassador unless you thought you could bring about some sort of change.
Well, I do believe as a business person that all businesses will recognize sooner or later that they need to connect with the hand that feeds them in a more meaningful way than what they do in the ordinary course. And governments are no longer able to do it to the degree they even can. So businesses must rise to the occasion. And I do believe that everybody's going to get there. Either their hearts will get them there or their balance sheet will get them there. If not, hopefully the former. Plus, they've got resources to reach audiences in some ways that others don't, and that everybody benefits at the end of the day. So I do believe, and I've always said, that what you stand for is more important than what you stand in, and that of what you are aware is more important than what you wear. And to the degree I can have that meaningful relationship with our customers about, again, not just what's on their body, what's on their mind, then I think it's more substantial, more sustainable. And it's just something that I've cherished, and I think it's elevated my sense of purpose and our collective sense of purpose with all my associates. And it's something I feel privileged to be able to continue to do now, and with this UN opportunity to speak to an even larger audience and bring even more resources to bear.